Cow. I don't want on a crappie or a catfish. A catfish could never meow.
That's cute.
Is that hound dog in the winder with a basketball nose on its face? You know what a basketball nose is. It dribbles all over the place.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you were high class, that was just a line. Yes, they said you were high class, that was just a line. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. So you ain't no friend of mine. They said you were high class, that was just a lie. They said you were high class, that was just a lie. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
walking a dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Mary, Mary, white contrary, tell me, how does your garden grow? You got silver bells and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row, walking the dog. Just a walking the dog. If you don't know how to do it, show you how to walk the dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Oh, oh, just a walking.
I love that dog. I've never seen him, and I love him.
Hey, you want a dog? You want a goddamn dog? Go ahead, man. You can have a dog. I got three of them, man. You want a fucking dog? Grab it, man. It's yours.
Lots of people got lots of goddamn doggies. And you don't even have to have one to learn about doggies. Your friend might have a dog. It could be your friend's dog. He makes you him. That makes him your dog friend. You go to visit your friend, his dog is there, and you can pet him too. Hi, hello, how are you, Sneezy? You're wonderful. Hello, goddamn. And for that moment, he's your dog. So you can have someone else's dog for a while. Hi, he likes me. I think, oh, my God, look at this doggy here. Goddamn doggies. Lots of things to know about them, too. Lots of things you learn. So you don't know where, always, and you can't remember. For instance, can you remember the first time you found out that by scratching a dog here, you could make this leg go like that? And that you could make it stop when you stop. God damn. I'm in complete control of this dog. Well, that you can make their head tilt from across the room just by making a funny noise. You go, and he goes,
oh, look, honey, isn't he cute? Let's get his head fixed so he stays like that.
Well, you can get their heads done. Cost you a bundle. And they don't like it. Makes them move to the same side all the time. Little dog's different. Little dog will get around and do fine. He'll jump all he wants. I don't know how they jump so high. They got little teeny legs like this. They got legs. If you feel a little dog's leg, it feels like a beef jerky in there, man. They can jump up on the bed all they want to. Holy God, do that again. Oh, man, one more time. I make him keep doing it till he can't reach anymore. Then if I want him up there, I'll put him up there. You see, dogs have nothing to do. There's no job description for a dog. They're forced to wait for something to happen that they can get in on. If you do something, they'll be glad to join you. But they rarely initiate any activity on their own. They're just waiting, waiting, waiting and waiting and waiting. Waiting to come in, waiting to go out, waiting to eat, waiting to crap, waiting to wake up, waiting to sleep, waiting to go upstairs, waiting to go downstairs. Sometimes they're just waiting to wait. You ever seen a dog just standing there? He don't know what he's waiting for. But if it happens, he'll be ready. Just a waiting. Waiting for you to come home. They don't understand time. Dog doesn't know the difference between an hour and a half or next week. He thinks you're going to be gone forever. That's the only time period dogs really understand. Forever. That's how long they think everything lasts. That's how long they think everything takes. Forever and ever.
Do you ever scratch your dog behind the ears? Oh, boy, they love that, huh? Oh, boy, you're scratching your doggy behind the ears, and he really loves that. And you're looking at him and everything. And when you finally stop, he looks at you like you're a criminal. He thought it was going to go on and on and on. Same thing when you feed them. As soon as they get finished, they say, where the fuck's the food? They thought it was the loaves and the fishes. It was going to last forever and ever.
Dog don't know.
They must think we're going to be gone forever. Otherwise, why would they act the way they do when we finally get home?
Oh, boy, 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 oh, boy. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I didn't know what to do. You know what? I didn't know how to operate the can opener. How do you operate the can opener? I didn't know what to do, man. What, do you push it down? I couldn't think of it. You know what? You know what I did? I took a can of dog food and I rolled it down the hill and hope a truck ran it over. That's all I could think of, man.
They'll do that if you even just forgot your hat. You come back in 8 seconds.
Oh, boy, oh boy, I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I was going to eat your bird. I couldn't find the bird. Where the fuck's the bird? And you ate the bird.
You stop it. I was just here.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. The Constitution that I keep on display, and every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. Tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Well, sure, we've had some good times, and he's been fun to have around. If he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. His behavior has been hidden, but his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. Spread the wealth, government health, flea-bitten Democrat. Dang it.
truck in the park with them American girls. Get a bath once a month if I need it or not. An air-conditioned house for when the weather's too hot. I'm glad to be American, proud to be American. I'm an American dog. I'm proud to be an American dog. I'll live longer than your average bear. It's because of the food that I said was so good and great veterinary care. I'm sure I hate it like a heck to have to go to the vet, but I want to be a healthy American pet. I'm glad to be American, proud to be American. I'm an American dog. And I go see the fireworks every year in the park on the 4th of July. Well, hot dog, baked beans, hamburgers, and beer. Well, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dog, do or die. Yes, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dog, do or die. Dog do, dog do, Yankee Doodle Dog, do or die. Let be American, proud to be American. I'm an American dog. I'm proud to be an American dog from the land of the free and the brave. Well, sure, I got to wear my leash when I walk down the street, but buddy, I ain't nobody's slave. I don't have to pull a sled like those dogs up north. I won't be cooked for dinner like where people are poor. No, I'm glad to be American, proud to be American. I'm an American dog. I'm glad.
A lucky dog.
A lucky dog.
I am a 12 years ago. I was heading out to Dallas, then on down to Mexico. So I called up my buddy Steven, asked if he could watch young Jack. He said, go and have a good time, man, we'll see you when you're back. Then I said, Jack, come here, boy, we got to have a talk. Steven's gonna watch you now, he'll take you for your walks, so you be a good boy, and everything will be fine. Please don't bark at Steven, he's a real good friend of mine. Time passed on and seasons changed, and Jack grew up real strong. With blazing speed and sight so keen, and I taught him right from wrong. Commands were seldom spoken, cause we knew each other's ways. Yeah, old Jackie was a hell of a dog back in his younger days. Then I'd say, Jack, come on now, let's go outside and play. I think I can outrun you, boy, I'm feeling fast today. Now you got a head start, so come on back behind the line. You little hairy cheater, you're a real good friend of mine. And time waits for no one, like a north wind whistling down a winding road. Friends, they come and go now, but when you lose your dog, you lose part of your soul. So I was laying there beside him on that January day. His eyes were turning cloudy and his hair was growing gray. The time had come to say goodbye to my friend of 13 years. So I held him close and prayed for him. Then I whispered in his ear, and I said, Jack, can you hear me, boy? We got to have a talk. Good Lord's gonna watch you now, he'll take you for your walks, so you be a good boy, and everything will be fine. And please don't bark at Jesus, he's a real good friend of mine. No, don't you bark at Jesus, he's a real good friend of
mine. All right, good morning. Yes, it's me again, KBC, and this is the Bit Slap. And bet you didn't know that today was Dog Day, did you? That's right, August 8th of every year is Dog Day. There's probably two reasons you didn't know that. Number one is because I'm sure you're a very busy person and don't have time to keep track of this stuff. That's why I'm here, by the way. But the other reason is that I pretty much just made it up, just like I made up Cat Day. there's all kinds of dog days and cat days, but I'm here to tell you now, August 8th, February 8th, okay? Write it down on your calendar. We started with Everything Reminds Me of My Dog, which was Jane Seabury. Remember Jane Seabury? She was born Jane Stewart in Toronto, Ontario. Lived a lot of her life in Etobicoke and also in Guelph. Yeah, Guelph. I love saying Guelph, don't you? Try it a few times. You'll see what I mean. It tickles, doesn't it? Hound Dog in the Window from Henry Homer Haynes and Kenneth Jethro Burns. Way back when they were teenagers in the 20s, it was the 30s, they started life out as Junior and Duty. The things you find out when you look for them, huh? Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys after that. Hound Dog, of course. Everybody has to have a hound dog in their dog show. Do the Dog was Junior and the Classics. Walking the Dog from Rufus Thomas. Rufus, of course, known for all kinds of funky things, like the Funky Chicken. Remember that? I think we played that for you. And also my own favorite, the Push and Pull. Yeah, baby, let's do a push and pull. George Carlin, after that, Doggies. Thing about Doggies, one thing I never knew about George Carlin is that everything he says or does is extremely tightly scripted, right down to the ums and the ahs and the funny looks on his face. Pretty interesting stuff. I thought he was kind of riffing on us, but no, it's a big script. I don't know if that qualifies as fake news or not, but I always loved George. I Think My Dog's a Democrat was a guy named Brian Lewis. Couldn't find out anything about him. After that, I'm Proud to Be an American Dog was a guy named Kirk Olson. And he has a whole album of dog songs called, ironically enough, Dog Songs. And you'll hear another one from that in just a few moments. The Lucky Dog was Frenge, F-R-E-N-G-E. I'm really not sure if I've gotten that right. If I didn't, I'm so sorry. And then we heard from the Bunk Man. Yes, that was the Bunk Man, the legendary Bunk Man. Please, please don't bark at Jesus. All right? So I don't have a dog. My wife and I have been contemplating about it. But for now, we really can't do it while we have Jersey in the house. Jersey would completely fritz out, probably kill the dog and us with it. So we're going to wait until Jersey goes away, and then we'll talk about it. But that's going to be a while. Meanwhile, here comes some more.
So brave is Corporal Rusty, though he is just a boy. How true is Private Ren, Ten, Ten? They are the Army's pride and joy. You're ready, pals to thick and thin. From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Ren, Ten, Ten. When you see Corporal Rusty, his dog is always there. And Ren, Ten, Ten will always fight for him no matter when or where. You're ready. Pals through thick and thin. From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Ren, Ten, Ten. When trouble is a-brewing and things look awfully dark, he knows that he'll be safe again whenever he hears Rennie bark. You're ready, pals to thick and thin. From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Ren, Ten, Ten. They'll both go down in history as hearts that know no fear. And every time the tale is told, you can be sure you'll always hear. You're ready, pals through thick and thin. From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Ren, Ten, Ten. You're ready, pals through thick and thin. From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Ren, Ten, Ten.
Talking dog, hero of the Soviet state. Comrade like a hero dog, launched by Stalin into space. Comrade like a rocket dog, comrade like a rolling stone. Comrade like a hero dog, give this Cosmo dog a bone. Walkies, walkies, space walkies, walkies, walkies. Soul walkies, 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 Stalin walkies, died in space. Comrade like a rocket dog, in our bourgeois pedigree chart. Comrade like a hero dog, communist forced in a vacuum.
Show my latest etching.
Watch out, he's a wolf. So lady, do be careful, 'cause he might be after you. Watch out, he's a wolf. He may not say an awful lot, but baby, does he woo.
Everybody thinks I'm shy, just a simple sort of guy.
When some cutie passes by, he goes, watch out, he's a wolf. He'll say that you are simply grand, that he will do whatever you command. But when he starts to hold your little hand, just watch out, he's a wolf.
Oh, now, miss, you can't mean me. I only want to take you out to tea.
Watch out, he's a wolf.
Oh, honey, don't believe those guys.
I have to, 'cause they ought to know they're all a pack of wolves.
Thank you. got a dog named Rover. Here, Rover, come Rover. He roams around all over, just home 3 times a day. I'll bet he hears me whistling. See, the neighbors are listening. What do you mean you lost your dog? I hear the people say. Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunter's dog, all right. He keeps me hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving Rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a tree and have somebody trimming me. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine? I'm looking round all over. Here, Rover, come Rover. I got him up in Dover, 100 miles away. Wait till he comes, I'll chain him. I'll train him, I'll brain him. What do you mean you lost your dog? Again I hear them say. Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunter's dog, all right. He keeps me hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving Rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a hen and scratch all day without a pen. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine? Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunting dog, all right. He keeps me hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving Rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a bee and have somebody singing me. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine?
Tennessee today.
Run, Pete, run, but be get your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, but be get your gun.
Pete's the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee today.
Me and them bricks at old Bill Brown taking a load of corn to town. My old Jim Dog, the darned old cuss, he just naturally followed us. We drove by Sam Johnson's store, past some car came out the door. Jimmy stood behind the box, and all them fellas are throwing rocks. And every time I go to town, a boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, you gotta quit kicking my dog around. They tied a can to old Jim's tail and run him around the county jail. That made us the dad burned for Lim, he cussed and Bill he swore. Me and them bricks and old Bill Brown lost no time of getting down. We lost some fellas on the ground, kicking my old Jim dog around. Every time I go to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he's a hound, you gotta quit kicking my dog around. Jim saw his duty there and then he tore into them gentlemen. He sure messed up the courthouse square with rags, meat, and hide and hair. The sheriff came and stopped the fuss and all them boys shook hands with us. We gathered round that load of corn and every man had a healthy horn. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he's a hound, you gotta quit kicking my dog around. Old Jim Dog ain't worth much cash, but I can tell you he ain't no trash. He wakes me up for the break of day and he keeps them revenue boys away. He's the best old dog you ever did see. Wherever I go, he follows me. His voice is sweet, his name is Jim. He'd fight for me and I'd fight for him. And every time I go to town, the boy keeps kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, you gotta quit kicking my dog around.
I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart. I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart, because I know the best of friends must part. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. I'm not ashamed to speak my mind, because he may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me he'll follow when he wants good exercise. All day long, you treat him right, but you find him at my house every night. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How are you gonna keep him on? I'm not ashamed to say when I am wrong. I'm not ashamed to say when I am wrong, because I know a lie can't stand up long. Down in my home to lie is some disgrace. Down in my home to lie is some disgrace. That's why I mean to tell you to your face. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me he'll follow when he wants good exercise. He might eat right off your hand, but you can't make him beg like mama can. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him warm? He's with you. comes over here and does his trick. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How are you gonna keep him home?
My cat is barely alive. know I used to have a dog. I love to have that dog around. But now that she is gone, I ain't gonna rush off to no pound. It's great to have a dog. That's what all dog owners say. But I like having some freedom. You know that leash, it goes both ways. I want me a part-time dog. Won't keep me up late every night. Some companionship here and there. Once in a while, she'll treat me right. My part-time dog and I will cross paths. Every once in a little while, I'll give her treats and rub her tummy. I love to see that doggy smile. My part-time dog will be well cared for. It just won't be by only me. Now sharing dogs is very modern, so don't you cluck your tongue at me. I want me a part-time dog. One who's as sweet as she can be. One who will always be happy to always stay part-time with me. To see her go, to watch her go so far away. But trust me, man, it'd be sadder still if she stick around every day. I want me a part-time dog. I guess I told you the reason why. Now all's I need's to find a puppy looking for a part-time guy.
If my dog could talk, I think I know what he'd say. He'd say, put down that guitar, let's go out and play. Around the corner there's a girl named Cosette, but she's the prettiest dog I've ever met. She's not too big, but man, she's real tough. When people walk by, she shows them her stuff. She barks at their heels and they run away quick. Will you get my leash, I'll get my stick. The sun is out and it's too nice for us to be in here. I've got a dog I've got to see, so get off your butt. I've got squirrels to chase and who knows what else he'd say. My dog could talk. If my dog could talk, I think he'd say a bunch about the steak he wants for breakfast, dinner, and lunch. The only thing he likes as much as chowing down is
getting outside and running round. The sun is out and it's too nice for us to be in here. I've got a dog, I've got to see, so get off your butt. I've got squirrels to chase, and who knows what else he'd say. My dog could talk. Oh, if my dog could talk, I'd get him on the TV so he could talk to the world. The world would see that he's so great they'd offer him a show. But if my dog could talk, he'd say no. The sun is out and it's too nice for us to be in here. I've got a dog, I've got to see, so get off of your butt. I've got a squirrel with my name on it, and who knows what else he'd say. My dog could talk. If my dog could talk. If my dog could talk.
Well, he's a good dog. Had him 4 years. He used to get up when I'd walk by. Now he just lifts up his ear and he thumps his tail on the floor. When I talk to him, but when I talk too long, he just ignores me and goes asleep again. But he's a good dog. Got him as a pup. I tried to teach him all them tricks, but then I just gave up, 'cause he never acted very bright. Those eyes, they got that glow, and I actually think he knows some things I actually don't. He never barks at strangers, but then he never barks at cars. And he howls at the coyotes while they're howling at the stars. And he scratches at the back door till someone lets him in. And he scratches at the other side to get back out again. But he's a good dog. And one of these days I'm gonna have to drive him to town. Gonna have to put him away, 'cause he don't hear that good no more. And he can hardly walk. But until then, I'll look at him and say, he's a good dog. He's a good dog.
Back with some more. You know the rule. Come for the music, stay for the playlist. And here it comes, ready or not. We started with Stanley Keana, K-E-Y-A-N-A. The Rin Tin Tin theme. Remember Rin Tin Tin? What a dog, huh? Twice the dog that Lassie was. Rocket Dog after that was 7 Seconds of Love. It was actually kind of 2 minutes almost, but who's counting? He's a Wolf was the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra. Mitchell Ayers gained most of his fame from playing with Perry Como and for his spin on the Hollywood Palace. He was the orchestra leader on the Hollywood Palace. That career came to a screeching halt when he was hit by a car in 1969. That's the way it goes sometimes. Eddie Morton, after that, What Do You Mean You Lost Your Dog? From the dark days of 78's Pete, the best coon dog in the whole state of Tennessee, was Jimmy Martin. Jimmy was from Sneedville in Tennessee, and he was the king of bluegrass. You can look it up. Then we heard, what was that? Got a quick kicking my dog around. Quick kicking my dog around from James Corbett Morris, better known as Jimmy Driftwood. He wrote things like The Battle of New Orleans, which Homer and Jethro did, and all kinds of other people did. And he claims to have written about 6,000 songs. I leave it to you to decide if that's true or not. After that, Rosa Deschamps Henderson, who was the wife of Slim Henderson, and who I think was somehow related to Fletcher Henderson, because she did a lot of singing with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. That was, "He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar." I wonder what she means by that. Anyway, after that, Miss Jody, "Your Dog's About to Kill My Cat," probably one of the few things I can run by her that doesn't require parental guidance. Then we heard from my old friend Jacob Haller, who's from Baltimore and does a lot of funny type songs. That was "Part-Time Dog." Kirk Olson, after that, "If My Dog Could Talk," that comes off of Dog Songs again. And then Fred Eaglesmith. He's a good dog. He's a good old dog. Yeah, Fred Eaglesmith, who was like Jane Seabury. He was from Guelph. Wrote songs when he was a freight train hopping guy, and has a lot of good stories to tell and stuff like that. Mostly from Guelph. I just love saying that. And you know, another word I like to say is plethora. Yes, next week I will be back with a plethora of fun stuff for you. I may have something special in mind, but I'm not sure. We'll just see how it works out. In the meantime, I do have two more for you. They're kind of on the sad side because, let's face it, that's kind of how it goes when you have a loving pet that can't stay forever, and you just have to kind of live with it. Anyway, I'll see you next week with some more cheerful stuff.
The cage is very small, a tiny silver ball that makes you a hero the moment you step inside. The world is watching you. What you're about to do will live on forever, even though you'll be dead and gone. Buckle up, we're about to turn the engines. Hello from Sputnik 2, I am receiving you. Thanks for the dog food, I'm somewhere above you now. Guess what, Malashnikov, I took the collar off. I'm holding my own leash and walking myself out. I don't think I wanna be a good Sputnik 2. I think we're losing you. Your life signs are fading. We can't really say that we're surprised. It's a shame. There is always something that gets compromised. Now I'm floating free and the moon's with me and it's bright enough to light the dark.
When I was a lad, an old ship was above, over hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole when I, without a ground beyond our. But old Shell was right there to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. As the years fast it rolled, his eyes were fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for hands that were trembling, I picked up my gun and aimed it at Shell's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. He came to my side and he looked up at me and laid his old head on my knee. I had struck the best friend that a man had. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Shelby has gone where the good dog is gone, and no more with old Shelby will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shepherd.